As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You got quite the board behind you there, mate.
Consequence Podcast Network. And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the series. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you 3 interviews just like this one sent to you every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab a Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review if you feel so inspired. Those always help out so much. Well, we've had some great guests drop by recently. Chris Diamantopoulos was just here. He's starring in The Sticky on Prime. You also know him maybe as the voice of Mickey Mouse. Christina Milian, Duvall Ellis, and Pentatonix dropped in to talk about Meet Me Next Christmas. That one's now playing on Netflix. We had Danny O'Donohue, lead singer of The Script, R.E.M., Judith Light, and Courtney Taylor to talk about Out of My Mind on Disney+. Richard Curtis, writer of Love Actually, has a new animated feature on Netflix called That Christmas. We talked with Claire Forlani and John Tenney about Cruel Intentions, the series, playing now on Prime. John Waters was here, Tori Amos, Martin Cove from Cobra Kai, Maren Morris, Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals, Adele, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actor Travis Fimmel. You know Travis from Vikings, you know him from Warcraft. He's now also starring in Dune Prophecy. This, of course, is the prequel series to the 2 movies that's been playing. It's now streaming on HBO Max. Travis is going to discuss the show's connection to the Dune universe, set 10,000 years before the events of the films, and the complex moral layers of his character, Desmond Hart. He also shares insight into the world building within sci-fi, the challenges of acting, and now the show takes bold risks to keep viewers engaged. Now, beyond acting, Travis opens up about launching his own beer brand, Travela, and how his farming roots inspired this new entrepreneurial journey. That's all that and more as we talk Dune Prophecy, playing now on HBO Max. It's Kyle Meredith with Travis Fimmel.
No worries.
Congratulate you on all the success, especially with Dune lately and seeing it. I've also been enjoying the stuff I've been watching on your social media. It was laughing because as you're promoting your beer, Travella, I think you know, you got a lot of good things going for you right now. If you survive, Chasing the Snake, that was which you do on your socials. I mean, you're usually with animals as you're promoting your beer, or whatever. But like the snake was the one thing. Yeah, I can even hear your buddies going, "Don't do that! Don't do that!"
Yeah, I don't know, mate. We got no budget. We're a startup company. We've got no budget to we can't afford these big commercials and that. So we're just pretty guerrilla style advertising, mate. And yeah, I carry a can wherever I am, just in case I come across something.
I get that. Yeah, I'm in bourbon country, of course. And for every major brand, there's a startup around me doing, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. And I feel like the amount of brain power they put in it and the money doesn't equal what you just pull off with what's probably a phone camera and whatever animal is nearby.
Well, that's good. Hopefully it works, mate. It's a tough racket, the beer industry, mate. There's a lot of big monopolies that make it very hard to be an independent beer company.
Why'd you want to get into it?
Stupidity.
I mean, it's as good as any.
No, I was offered a couple of liquors, you know, couple of spirits to just be the face of or whatever. I said, no, I'd rather, you know, start something from scratch and do my own thing and do what I drink all the time, that type of beer. And I wanted to get mates involved, boys that grew up around me at farms, neighbouring farms and high school buddies and football mates. And we've got 28 of us together, you know. Nobody's a wealthy person. And we're just trying to have a crack at a market that we all drink. And at that time too, and I'm just going to push it as much as I can for the boys. It's like, I didn't have social media before the beer stuff. I'm not inclined in that way at all. But suddenly I've got mates' money in it and mates' belief in me. So suddenly I've got Instagram and doing that stuff. But it's a fun ride, mate. It's great sort of working with your buddies and doing stuff. They're very stressful at the same time. You know, because and the money that they invested, nothing is huge amounts, but to, you know, it's still a lot of money to people.
How's the beer?
Yeah, it's great, mate. Beer's beer to me, mate. This is a trick that most people don't realize is everybody drinks visually. You know, if you put 10 beers, just normal lagers in glasses, nobody can tell the difference. But as soon as they see the can or the advert or whatever, suddenly it tastes different. You know, it's crazy because beer, there's not that many recipes for beer, especially if you're just a traditional lager, you know, like in America, the Bud Lights and the Coors and the Buds and the even Heinekens and all that stuff. They're very, and any of the Modellos or that stuff, they're very, very similar beer, you know. The only difference with our beers, we're really low in calories, you know, but it just tastes like a traditional average beer. There's nothing, you don't need big loop earrings or tattoos on your neck to drink.
See, now I'm thinking back to growing up when it was like, this Air Jordan is going to make you jump higher. It didn't. But now maybe at least I can think your can looks cool enough that I could chase a snake down in a yard.
Oh, shit, man.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I wonder if I can get in trouble for that, dude.
Man, seriously, congrats on Dune's been fun to watch. This feels like a big project because you guys are world building at this point. I mean, the success of these two movies and having, like, we've started seeing that, right? That this is the trail at this point, you know. Star Wars does a movie, and now we got the offshoots and Game of Thrones, and we got the offshoots, and now we're sort of seeing that version of it. Like, I guess what I'm talking about, story-wise, universe building, like how much of this is new territory? How it feels, I guess, is what I'm getting at here. Because, I mean, you guys are coming after two very successful movies. Is there a bit of a weight on your shoulders to kind of
produce? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, the quality of those movies is so so amazing, and obviously there's a huge fan base. But you know, if you're into those movies come out once every 3 or 4 years, so this is to keep you to try to tide you over a bit. And we're on different planets, the different worlds, different characters, 10,000 years before. So obviously a lot's it's a very, very similar world, but in a lot of ways it's like 10,000 years before on different planets. So you know, it shouldn't be that much like the film. But innately in the genre stuff like this stuff is it's all very similar, and it's all that's why Dune is just so amazing. There's so many people who are inspired by Dune to do the took inspiration, I'm sure, through pretty well every single show that's in this vein or in this world or, you know, fantasy slash sci-fi.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Travis Fimmel.
And it's such a mood, like especially in again of those movies. And I know this is a different thing than the movies, as you're saying. You know, you get that luxury of putting it in a different timeline and everything. But to create something with that mood, like Dune and Blade Runner. You know, I mean, there was just something about that era that kind of lent itself to that story that's really different from anything we see, even in sci-fi. I can't imagine. I mean, how do you produce that as an actor? Is that all on the back end? Do you talk through that stuff?
No, not at all. I mean, I feel like a lot of actors, the sets and the clothing and that affects them and really helps the performance and that. But I don't know. It doesn't matter what period. It can be a cowboy film. It can be one of these. It can be, yeah, you know, futuristic stuff. Everybody's got the same basic emotions. You want to be loved. You feel anger, you feel hate, you want to kill some people. Some of these shows you get to actually live that out. But it's the same human emotions that, you know, that everybody goes through. And that's all I try to do as an actor, is just give him reasons, give your character reasons for why they're doing it and make the stakes very high. And try to get everybody wants to be loved. So you try to make other characters love you. And then there's people you want to fuck with in real life. I love fucking with people in with characters, you know, and trying to mess with their brains you know, and I don't like people ever knowing exactly what you're doing, you know, which is always the first thing I ever do on a job is can I please cut so many lines, because the more you talk, the more you give away, you know, and kill the mystery. And yeah, you can get caught out the more you talk too much. People know what you're thinking.
It's, I mean, that's the great thing about this, this guy, the Desmond, like, does he think he's a good guy?
Yeah. Everybody thinks they're a good person. Yeah. Do you think you're a good person?
You know, to sizzle a kid, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's like he's got these things that he's doing. It's like, and it's interesting when you dissect characters like that. And I don't know how deep you go, you know, some actors, everybody's got their style or whatever, but when you think about that base level thing, like, does this person think that they're good?
Yeah, I think every actor, I think most actors anyway, always think they do. You're not meant to judge a character, And yeah, just making, inner work in while you're doing those scenes is like you got to really have a high stake and a good reason why you're doing it and feel justified doing it, Whether it's your backstory and pain it was caused. And he was a naughty kid, but it was a bit too far, to be honest. Not a really nice thing to do. But I love the show that the show takes the risk like that. A lot of producers and writers say, no, this is too far. You can't do that. But I love a show that where you can do that.
And what it takes these days to keep viewers engaged. I'm not saying you have to go to outlandish things and everything, but it takes good writing and it does take chances and to see, to actually pull off like I didn't expect that. That's rare,
Yeah, no, exactly. And there's so many. That's why I signed on for the show too. It's not typical. There's one good hero that you follow throughout the movie. I enjoy the scripts where you're trying to work out who should I root for, who do you believe in. But it's everybody's just got this. Everybody's got issues. So I love it. And I always say, so like to me, the show's like one big riddle, where you're trying to work out what the answer to the riddle is the whole way through. And there's some great stuff revealed in episode 6 that I think will be very surprising. There's some great events and great realizations and twists that I think will be pretty surprising for the audience.
Yeah, and just like watching all of this stuff unravel, like you of course get to give a very big speech, in front of this council.
Yeah, sorry about
It
that. Hopefully it didn't bore you too much.
was great, but that's it's that moment because you've got this guy and he's a soldier, but we haven't got to see much fighting from him yet, and that's fine. And a lot of the things you do is very simple and direct. And here's this moment, like this is your mo like, what? Ready for my close up, Mr. DeVille? Whatever. But like, what's the prep for? What? Well, let me more ask that more directly. Like, what was the prep for on that?
It takes me forever to learn lines, mate. I've got the worst memory in the world.
I actually like hearing that because I worry that about myself. So.
Oh, mate, it's getting worse. No, they've done another interview. I shit myself, man. There's that many people in the room. I'm the only person talking. That's horrible. I'm so insecure. Like I didn't want to read in front of kids at school or any of that stuff. I don't want to be the only person talking. And that stuff is very daunting to me, a room full of people, and it's like I just like, oh, I just can't think of anything. Like going to school naked.
So you get into acting.
Oh, just moron, mate. Absolute moron. Like an idiot. I've never thought things through properly. And here I am, an actor, 45, playing dress up with long hair. Jesus Christ, where did it all go wrong, mate?
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Travis Fimmel. I like the, it's fumbling up. I don't want to say, you have the failing up thing, and that's not this, but I had a friend say he's kind of fumbled up a lot in his life, and looking back and seeing like going from the modeling but into the music videos, right? Because like you did, what I read, Janet and Jennifer Lopez, like you did videos for them.
Oh, dude, yeah, just one little quick stuff like anybody. Commercials and music videos, yeah, same stuff. But I don't know, there's fumbling. It does, you want to be an actor, you have to. I was in class since day one here, got over here, and yeah, it's that thing, right? Just try to work harder than everybody else in class. I don't think anybody ever, you can't fumble up in this industry at all, unfortunately.
So there's a little bit of method to it, at least.
Oh, really, mate? Yeah, studied for years. There's no fakes are huge. There's no one easy thing about working a lot in this industry, mate. It's so hard to get into, and no easy ways. Well, I wish there's maybe there is easy ways. I miss them, but yeah, no, just a lot of acting class and a lot of study and all that boring shit.
And keep your life well balanced,
Yeah.
I mean, I hear about the farming thing again. I'm in a city, but I grew up in the country. I'm like, the fact that you come from the family of farmers, it's like farming is not guaranteed. Farming wasn't guaranteed 30 years ago,
No, it's never been. It's always been a very hard. You don't get rich farming, mate. Just work too much and better lifestyle. And that's what the whole beer thing was about too. Because all beer was when we started Traveller Beer, it was to represent the country boys, because they're very forgotten about, you know, anywhere. The country people are forgotten about, and obviously we wouldn't eat if it weren't for country people, whether it be bread or fruit or any of that stuff, you know, or meat. And they had a lot of times just sort of forgotten, you know, especially in the same as the States, people get shocked that certain people get voted in. It's like, well, this is, you have no identification with the rest of your country. You know, everything's not about New York and LA, but the same everywhere. Farmers get forgotten. It's a beautiful lifestyle, but it's also the hardest working lifestyle there is, you know, and that's what we want to represent, the beer, these hardworking Aussies that are forgotten. Same as every beer is made in the cities and then taken to the country people. We want a beer that give the city people a taste of the country, you know.
I love that. I do. And again, I mean, I grew up on bean farms and tobacco farms and
Yeah,
everything.
there's beautiful country around here, man. Nice and green and beautiful mountains and
Lot of nice hills. A lot of nice hills around here. I don't mind
that.
coming home
Yeah.
to it. Yeah.
Yeah, which always create beautiful streams and that. Yeah, it's beautiful there, but it just gets a bit chilly.
It's, let me say it a different way. It's fucking cold right now.
Yeah, it
But it's
is, isn't
supposed to be cold. And that's
Yeah.
what I come back to. Seriously, congrats on it. I'm really enjoying seeing you and this guy and what he does and who he is and who he might be in doing. I can't wait to see how that unravels. And one of these days, I can't wait to taste my own little traveler for the first time.
Legend, mate. I'll get one to you, Kyle. And give us a, we'll have a chat after when we finish the episode six or something.
Absolutely, I'm around.
No worries. All right, legend, mate. Appreciate you.
And my thanks to Travis, Dune Prophecy, playing now on HBO and Max. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. If you're not already, you do that. I'll give you three new interviews sent to you every single week. I do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. And after that, you're going to head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, music news. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Los Lobos, The Clash, Sam Fender, Faith No More, Neil Young, Damian Jurado, The Ass Ponies, Hayes Carl, Lady Blackbird, Nicole Adkins, Michael Franti, Glass Vegas, Phosphorescent, Ezra Collective, Kings of Leon, Amy Mann, Fiona Apple, Weezer, and my interview with Black Francis, lead singer of Pixies. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. Please do like, follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Have a great Thanksgiving, bud.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.